Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew.
They gon' wanna hit the horns.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wickham, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful 28th day. And it's just absolutely wonderful, 28th day of January. The sun is out in Dallas, Texas, outside the studio in preparation for this morning. Man, I saw two bobcats. I'm going to have to call the city and see if they could just kind of control that. A lot of people are walking their animals through the neighborhood. Some are letting the dogs loose in the backyard. And two bobcats. That's something we're going to talk about. Are we invading? Are we invading these areas? And I've been out here over 20 years, so I know it was quite rural when I got out here. But, you know, it makes you wonder because kids, you never know, they're wandering and in areas, and you just want to make sure that everything's fine. But two bobcats, so the potential of more is there. So we'll talk about that later. Are we expecting this? And I think we are. That's just something that we and we'll talk about that invasion of space. And that just hit me as I looked out the window of the studio here of getting things done. But it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. As always, read your African-American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. She has My Eye Messenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. As the black press is celebrating 197 years of existence, being able to get the news, can you imagine almost 200 years for the black press? We've been able to disseminate information in ways that people have not been able to, through song, through what you may be wearing. We were always creative to be able to do some things in order to communicate through this country. And we continue to do it again, 197 years of the black press. Some of the things that we're going to look at again this morning, we're going to look at gun control, the caucuses, mainly Republican caucuses, the economy, Ukraine and Russia situation, National Football League, a couple of games, hot games that will lead into our Super Bowl, which will be in 2 weeks. So no excuse, folks. We got it. Black quarterbacks, winners, some of the losers. But our black quarterbacks, we'll look at that as we prepare for the Super Bowl. Gun control, we'll talk about that. Still shootings going on. We can talk about abortion. We can talk about gun rights. We can talk about so many things. But why aren't we truly trying to be the United States of America? It's separation, excuse me, of our ideologies that are associated with our political affiliations. So we need to talk about that. Hopefully we get some people going on. I tell you, Florida and Texas, a lot is going on, and we'll talk about that as well. So sit back, relax. 2 hours of soul stocking fun on the world, according to Drew. If you get our e-blast, we talk about that all the time, and we want you to at least dial 214-941-0110. We can get you in, get your e-blast, and see what's going on not only in the state of Texas or the city of Dallas, but throughout the world, and give you some nice, nice subjects just to kind of get your day going. Our owner from Newark, New Jersey, she's been out in Texas just as long as I have. A couple of years, still going strong. We have things going on, and hopefully we may hear from the Lynx Incorporated. If we don't hear from them today, we'll definitely get with them next week so that they can talk about their on a mission trip over in Jamaica. Over in Jamaica, and hopefully we'll get some insight on that. In the news, our e-blast is a truth, a special lady. Angela Davis Henry is impressive, and not just because she's a community servant, a born leader, or a genuine nice person, or she shared the same birth date as our owner here. She's a person that made the best pound cake And we had the Don't Believe the Hype Healthy Expo last weekend. I know we had some issues with the weather. It always happens on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s day of observance on that Monday. And we had ice and snow. And then they had the remix out on the following Saturday. So she, Miss Davis Henry, they said she made a soul sock and pound cake. And hopefully we'll get her on, because I want to taste it. If everybody's falling over this pound cake, I want to be a part of it. It's called My Truth, A Special Lady. And I'll read part of it a little bit for you. You can always find all these stories on Texas Metro News. It says, it's not just because she's a community servant, born leader, genuinely nice person, or share the same birth date. She is the one who made the best pound cake in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The director of partnerships and engagement at Duncanville ISD, which is in the school district, Angela says, she loves to cook. Now, which is a dying breed, I must say. A lot of these places are getting a lot of orders, Cheesecake Factory, Papado's. Boy, times have changed. Papado's in my kitchen, my mom said, boy, you better boil something. And if I didn't boil it, you know, we had meals every day. I don't even think I've ever missed a meal growing up. And I had the luxury of having my grandmother live on the next street. That's just how close-knit we were. And if we didn't have anything smoking on the pots at my house, I could always go around the corner and I had something. And I used to play on them. God bless their souls. I hope they're not kicking me down from heaven. Being a young man in Tampa, played a lot of sports, so you were hungry. I can't just say healthy appetite. I was hungry. Something to eat, and then I would eat when I would go home. And my grandmother would say, he around there eating too? Yes, ma'am. I was eating because I was a young man growing, had a lot of activities on my plate, and that was just the way family was. And sometimes you can stop at a friend's house and get something. We don't have that kinship anymore. With families, no families. Some of our neighborhoods where we grew up, they're in a situation where you don't even know your neighbor. I can talk with a great friend on yesterday, and we talked about some of the houses, some of the friends, some of the things that was going on in our neighborhood, and she even replied to some things didn't know on my end of the neighborhood. Well, my thing is, in order to get where we were going to school, I was at the very beginning of the neighborhood if you came from that direction, and most of their schools were at the very end of our neighborhood. So we saw a lot of things. We knew a lot of people along the way in our neighborhood. Some of the people that we met that had an impression on our life. And I'm going to say it this morning. Good morning to the Henderson family. They lost their mother. She's a mother to all of us. And one of my favorite people. And I don't care what I may have done or may not have done, but always in her presence, I tried to give her the best that I could give. And my heart is very heavy this morning, and we'll mention it a little bit later. And I know her daughter may not speak, but we'll just make mention of her throughout the broadcast.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
As you know, as we go through this pilgrimage here with the station, I tell you, it's just awful. A lot of people, you may have missed what I said, and I apologize for that. It is a beautiful, beautiful day on the 20th day of January, and we're just going through some things. I'm just so happy to be a part of you. We were having some technical difficulties. And we need to turn our mic down a little bit because I could hear everything and you hear yourself. So it's a little tough situation. But again, it's the 28th day of January, 2024. As always, read your African-American newspapers. We started out pretty good this morning and we found out we had some technical difficulties. But we will fix it and we have it now. I did mention there are some bobcats in my neighborhood, which is really surprising. I'm going to call animal control. Have a lot of kids that walk through the side of the neighborhood getting to the school, so I want to make sure that they're safe in the morning. So if you have any animals that are not domestic in your area, please call your local group, whether it's the city, county, whoever has animal control, and let them know that you're having some issues in your particular neighborhood. Beautiful, beautiful day here in Dallas. Football is in the air. So much is going on. We're going to look at some of the football situations today. Will it be the 49ers or Lions? Will it be the Chiefs or Ravens? No matter how you look at it, and we always look at it this way, you're going to have at least one brother in the Super Bowl. At least. So I'm sure some people may be looking at it like we don't want any brothers in the Super Bowl. That's just, hey, just the way it is. We're going to make things happen. Trying to get things going. We got a couple of technical difficulties going on, but I'm going to fix it. as we go. We will get some things in. You know, we celebrated Dr. King's holiday just recently, and I just want to give you something. I just think this is one of the greatest songs, and I just want to play it for you.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Oh,
yes, it's all about that glory. I tell you, we're having some technical difficulties today, but, you know, we just like Timex. We take a licking and keep on ticking. You know, as we celebrated the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, so many things are going on, so little things to talk about in the minds of others, but we just think about the glory. The opportunity to do things, opportunity to be able to speak out and celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. Some of my friends this week, we did get some information as it relates to how this government is really functioning and things that are going on, and that we have to be in tune to several things in order to make sure that we understand what is going on. We know the world spins, and just thinking of 3 seconds ago is gone. We can never do anything about those 3 seconds, but what we can do is put ourselves in a position where we can control the 3 seconds that are ahead of us. It's getting tough out here, and one thing that I'm really disappointed with in my life, and my folks have always told me,
out here called America. There's a bite for everybody if you want it. You have to take the opportunity to put yourself in a position so you're able to get a piece of that pie. But what disturbs me more, when the cooks look like you, when the cooks appear to be like you, and they end up pulling the pie off the table. Now, if I need to break that down a little better, I'll tell you like this. When you have bosses that look like you and talk like you in front of you, can you only imagine how they're talking when you're not around? If you can't get that, I don't know what else can happen. But it is what it is. One thing about a circle is where it starts is where it ends. You know, old folks would say, what goes around, come around. You can fix it up any kind of way you want to. Again, a beautiful day on this 28th day of January. Boy, it seemed like we were just bringing in the new year. And now, 3 days out, we'll be going into February. I tell you, as a kid, they didn't go fast enough. As we get older or more mature, they seem to go too fast. And I never thought I would say this, and I think it all the time, especially growing up when you heard it and you didn't know what to think of it. But we, at my age now, we have more days behind us than we do in front of us. So, folks, let's make the most of it. Let's make the most of it. I am just so excited just to be here again. With football, we're going to talk about that gun control, you name it. I want to say, and I wasn't quite sure this morning, good morning to the Henderson family in Tampa, Florida. They lost their mother. We lost a mother because she was one of the ladies, I call her the lookouts on one of those streets, and they would call your parents if you wasn't doing things right. So I tried to impress all the parents, and I had a little dirt under my fingernail, of course, but I guess that's how I became the politician that I call myself. But I always put my best foot forward in front of people, parents, because I knew our parents would talk. The extended family was, our street was maybe our neighborhood, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe about 7, 8 streets wide, and about 5 blocks deep. And you couldn't act up because you got the call. The message got there before you got there if you did something. But I was always helpful, and if they had daughters, of course, you're supposed to cut yards, help them get the groceries out of the car. Yes, I can't say it now, but I will say it a little bit later. I might have been a snake charmer. No, but I always respected my elders. A lot of us went to the same churches. So image was everything for me, and my parents and grandparents always said that, you know, you want people to think good things when they see good deeds. They don't want to see you do good deeds just trying to cover up what's really going on with you. So perception was everything growing up. I was far from perfect, but I made sure I didn't get in trouble, never got suspended. I got in trouble because I didn't tell on somebody. Third grade, did not tell. And we had to go in front of the whole sixth grade, and we got paddled. And I told my friend there, if he ever did anything, I wasn't getting a lick anymore. And he straightened up, and now he's a pastor. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that this cat was going to be a pastor? I guess the old folks said, Lord, work in mysterious ways. But that was the type of friend I was. I wasn't going to get in trouble with you. I know that what you're doing, I'll try to get you not to do it. So, and now my friend is a pastor. I said, my. Sound like a Johnny Gill song. Again, it's about 38 minutes after the hour. Dr. Rodriguez is coming at the top of the hour. I get so excited and she gets on, I just hope she had a mute button off. I hope she's getting a laugh out of that. But everything is going on pretty good. Microphone was doing great. I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to get some things fixed out here at Studio A. But again, the top pound cake, Angela Davis Henry. A lot of history in that name. It was published about 3 days ago. But you can get Texas Metro News dial 214-941-0110, where you'll be able to get online, get with someone live so that you can get these news blasts. Absolutely wonderful. And we're trying to recruit Dr. Rodriguez so she can give us some of these helpful hints. I'm telling you. I'm going to ask the doctor some things today, so be ready. I'm going to go off script a little bit. You still have your information that you want to provide, but I'm going to go off script a little bit. I don't know if I'm catching arthritis. Fingers cramp up a little bit. I don't know if I'm dehydrated. There are a lot of different things, but I'm sure with your great wisdom, you'll have some helpful hints for me as well. Super Bowl. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? I tell you, just so much going on. And as we embark in the next month being Black History Month, I have a notebook. I am going through 1,000, and I repeat, 1,000 worth of inventions that our forefathers and foremothers contributed. Still saying, I will stand by this. Benjamin Franklin may have gotten credit for electricity. Do you honestly think Ben Franklin stood in the storm to fly a kite? I can answer that for you. No. He had Jedediah. Jedediah, it was everywhere. Jedediah out there flying the kite in the rain. The key got struck, and he went back a little charred and said, Mr. Franklin, I think we got electricity. But Ben took credit. Thomas Edison with the light bulb. You think he was holding the bulb when it lit up? Jedediah again holding the bulb. Before I passed out, Mr. Edison, that bulb in my hand lit up. So it must be some electricity. And now I'm just waking up now. He done deep. Defibrillated the man hard. Didn't even know what was going on. So he made Jedediah might get credit for the defibrillator. Electrical shocks. But there's so many things. I joke about it, folks. But there are a lot of things that we brought into this world as African Americans. And it's a shame, or should I say it's a travesty, how we're treated as a people. And we've made great contributions to this country. It breaks my heart to even think about every little thing we've done and may not have gotten credit for it. You know, you hear about in medicine, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams performing the first open heart surgery. All the books I've looked in through medical school or through my matriculation in the medical world, they never mentioned Dr. Daniel Hale Williams. You know, we get his story. Did you hear that? His story. We never get the true history about things. And I'm going to pull out my famous tablet. I'm walking over here now to pull it out. And I've had this for years. Talking about some of the inventions. And we're going to have some Black History shows coming up here. And let me just read you a little bit. It said, Black History Month honors the contributions of African Americans in the United States history. Do you know that Madam C.J. Walker was the first American self-made woman millionaire? That George Washington Carver was able to derive nearly 300 projects from peanuts? get the story of creation of the NAACP, first in American history and other black history facts. And did you know Carter G. Woodson is known as a historian known as the father of black history? Black History Month began as Negro History Week, created in 1926, as aforementioned, Carter G. Woodson, a noted African-American historian, scholar, educator, and publisher. It became a month-long celebration in 1976. The month of February was chosen to coincide with the history of the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. And most people are upset because of those dates, February being the shortest month of the year. Why do we have that? Well, you know, we need to be distinguished in such a way, and if February has 28 days and every fourth year have 29, why not be February? And that's how the Negro History Week grew into the Black History Month. So we got a lot of history. History's in your house. History's in your car. Some of the things that we look at, we all know about the bus boycott in Montgomery, Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Emancipation Proclamation. We're going to talk about Juneteenth, that I'm so excited about because I had no idea. And I'll share this story with you about Juneteenth. I moved to Dallas several years ago. It was actually on the 16th. And people were talking about in a few days it was going to be Juneteenth. And my mother and I looked at each other and said, well, Mom, they don't say 17, 18, 19. And so we kind of laughed, but not knowing. You know, that's the culture of us. There are a lot of things that are handed down, but some things we did not get the memo about. But now, with the advent of Internet and things of that nature, we're getting a lot of information that is being circumvented through our computers, our phones, everything. We'll talk about some of the Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, W.E.B. Du Bois. You know, and Alabama was hot down in Tuskegee with George Washington Carver. Okay, and then the fact that Booker T. And you know, we got those names. You hear George Washington Carver. That name after George Washington. There are a lot of Washingtons, a lot of Jeffersons. And I'm not talking about George and Weezy. Johnsons. Now, there's not many Wiggums out there. But that tells you something else, too. But we'll talk about that. Harlem Renaissance. Marcus Garvey. What happened in World War II? Jackie Robinson's step on the big stage. Brown versus the Board of Education. Emmett Till. Rosa Parks and we're going up. And let me just go back and give you the years and tell you how much of homework I've done over the years. And I'm just so excited to be able to present this during Black History Month. We look at 1941 with the African Americans in World War II. I know in Tampa, my grandfather, they were able to get a home in an area called Carver City that was for the black soldiers. And it was another adjacent neighborhood that was called Lincoln Gardens that was for the black soldiers as well. Now, when they gave the property to the black soldiers, it was swamps. It wasn't the best. But when you turn that clock and turn to 2023, and today is January 28th, it is the most sought-after property in Tampa, Florida. That was once a joke to give you that property, snake infested, water, you name it, it was there. Nobody wanted it. Then they start building up. You have the International Airport, in the vicinity. You can see planes. We used to see planes landing. And as a kid, I used to sit and ask, where are they going or where have they been? Those are the kind of dreams I had as a kid in my neighborhood. I wanted to be the best scientist ever. That was a childhood dream. I did get into medicine, but I wanted to know and cure everybody. Fell short of that, but you know what? I'm still doing parts of it today. Parts of it today. And we have to teach our grandkids, even your own kids, how to dream, how to make sure that they're able to go and make a difference in this world. I may not have accomplished everything I wanted, but at least I've left a track so that if someone wanted to follow in my footsteps or just follow the journey, you don't have to follow me, but follow the journey to make a difference in the lives of the people that you come in contact with. Those are the things that I push for. It doesn't get any better than that. It's about 8:50 at the top of the hour. We got something for you. I know Dr. Rodriguez is ready. And I know I'm going to tell her now so she can get that mute off. Because I just love her to pieces. She is something else. But there's just so much, folks. A few of my friends this week, I did pass some things just talking about the government. The more we progress, it seems like we're going backwards. Isn't that something? The more we progress, we're still moving backwards. That is where we're going with this. And I just hate the idea. Hate the idea of what we're going through as a people. It just breaks my heart. I may not get there with you. Sound like King. May not get there with you. But the one thing I do want to leave with you is the fact that you can do whatever you want in this world. Preparation is everything. And sometimes I have to hear myself talk about preparation. I try to be everyone's friend, and you know that's not humanly possible. I get on my kids so much because they're so much like me. They're like their mother as well, but so much like me where you don't meet a stranger. You try to help people out. Well, I tell you, and I tell them all the time as well, you can't help everybody. You can help some. But if you see they're going in a different direction, keep moving forward. You keep moving forward. As we get ready, I got to get some theme music for Dr. Rodriguez. I don't know where to go with it. She's like the National Football League. You know, she's going to get attention. And I make her laugh a little bit. I'm going to wait till it's time and give her that warm welcome. But, again, I'm so excited about today. I'm so excited about next week. The whole month of February, we will be talking about our inventions of Black history. Went through Jackie Robinson of breaking. And we'll go back over this, but just kind of giving you a little sample of what's to come. Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954. Emmett Till, I mentioned, in 1955. You have all these things that were transpiring. Some of us wasn't even a gleam in our parents' eyes back in the 50s. Central High School, integrated. That was in Little Rock. And surprisingly, I'm not even surprised. There was a picture of the owner, Jerry Jones, when they were trying to bother a black student in Arkansas. Well, we were just kids, and we got it. You could have said that. He said that. He's not going to say anything. His lawyer is not going to make him say or do to protect his interests. But a lot of people who were growing up white during that time, they say they were not part of the establishment or how they were treating people. And they have. They have. So we're going to see. We're going to go through some things. Talk about Martin Luther King, who was in the plight of greatness was. Freedom rise. Integration in the Mississippi. Boy, that was something. The Birmingham church bomb. I was just a small kid back in 1963 when it killed those little girls. And I tell people all the time, and I will repeat this, if you ever go east, or you can start right here in Dallas and go to the African American Museum, pick up your history. It's storied history. It may have been altered in so many ways. But there was a church song that I always can put with African-American history or black history, whatever you want to call it, Negro history. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. That song has been in my head as long as I can remember myself. Didn't know what it meant. But it sounded good. And as I got older, I learned what it was all about. And I'm sharing this story with you, and we're going to get Dr. Rodriguez in. A story about a little young boy. And he was, I guess, the pride of the particular church. They sent him off to school. Oh, he was tearing it up. Church was sending him to this prestigious black college. And they asked him to say something, teach them what he learned in college. He gets up there and he starts talking about the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pasture, leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rock, that shaft, that should comfort me. And I'm not reading, people. I've been having this in my head for a long time. We had to learn it at our house. We even had a football coach when it wasn't even favorable. A black head coach made the whole team recite the 23rd Psalm. So back to the story, the young man, he comes back, he recites that, and people were marveled, excited. Wow, he's smart. And then there was a little lady in the corner. She said, I'm so impressed. You can recite the 23rd Psalm. But she said, let me tell you something. Over my years, and I'm old now, I've lived the 23rd Psalm. And she went to say that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture beside still waters. To the message I'm trying to get you, it's one thing to know, but it's the other thing to live it. And as African Americans, black, colored, whatever you want to be called, we got to live it. We have a tan that Copper Tone couldn't put in a bottle. Naturally done. And we know the world is not fair. It never has been fair. Will it get fair? Who knows? Maybe not in our generation. Because the more we advance, the more we seem to go in the other direction. And you can see that the way Washington, previous administrations in the White House, how they've gone to try to set back that clock that has moved forward for hundreds and hundreds of years. trying to put us back, as they say, back where we belong. We didn't ask to come over here. And if you think I'm hot now, wait till next month. Wait till next month. Because if I don't promote me or us, who else will? Wake up, America. We didn't want to come. You brought us. And we migrated from the eastern shore to the western shore. Not a compass, not a tablet, but somebody knew. Every morning the sun raised on this side of the sky, and by the close of the day, it's on the other side. And most people had to stay up during the night, because that's when the rating was. They can say what they want. But if it wasn't for our grandparents fighting, and for some of the grandparents that were very quiet, trying to save the family, if you hear my voice, somebody in your life, or not even in your life, but somebody in your line of family made the sacrifices that they could continue their lineage, that you and I are able to hear me right now and make a difference in the lives of the people that we come into. It wasn't by accident, because there were some days I should not be here. I had bad friends. But I also had friends that my family helped out that made sure I wasn't in harm's way. I played tough. But I am the product of a praying mother, praying grandmother, a praying church. Because I had some bad friends. We would fight in school. But I fight enough, but I was never late for class. I wanted to be gangster. I got gangster ways, man. Don't get it twisted. But in my heart, all I want to do is, look, not see, y'all, oh, Tampa came out. In my heart, all I would like to do is make sure that people enjoy the time that we have here on Earth and make sure that they know everything that's associated with how we got from point A to point B. I owe you all that. In the month of February, I do talk about it year-round, but in the month of February, I take pride. Pride in providing information that you may or may not have known. But we'll get it straight. It's about that time. High nine. And this is just to make you laugh, because she is going to change the world. That's right. It's Sunday. The day before Monday. And who better help to get us in the right mindset, getting us help, the Honorable Dr. Sandra Rodriguez. Yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Unmute yourself. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am having a ball. You hear me?
I can tell.
And I have not had my tea yet.
Oh, my goodness. The natural high, huh?
Yeah, my little natural high. It comes and goes. It definitely comes and goes. So what you have for us this morning?
Well, since you mentioned having little aches and pains in your joints, I just switched up. I'm going to talk about castor oil this morning.
What kind of oil?
Castor oil. I know you know what that is.
Oh, that's the cleaner.
Yeah, that's what we traditionally know is the cleaner. But it has other uses also.
Ooh, I'm afraid because I know what it do to your body.
You don't know the half of it.
All right, so castor oil.
Okay, now I'm going to be talking about skin conditions, infections. You said constipation relief, immune system support, anti-inflammatory agent. Now, look, that's hint, hint. Antimicrobial agent and a lymphatic stimulant. Now, we know traditionally castor oil is usually, like in my family anyway, you used to get a dose every season change. Every season change, old folks would say, let's get you cleaned out. So they would give you all that nasty castor oil. Now, I'm not going to be talking much about the oral because as I got older, I figured out there were other ways to use castor oil besides taking it. Okay, because like traditionally we use it like for relieving constipation. We use it at like when we change season. And also it can be used to like, you know, for the health of your hair. You know, you can put it up, you can put your hair in castor oil, put a little bag or something on it, and then wash it out. And it's all this like thick and luxurious, especially that Jamaican castor oil.
So can I interrupt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Jerry Curl. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, now recent studies, or they say it's recent. I mean, we know that our ancestors have been doing it this way for, like, years. It can support the immune system. That's why we take it every season change. And then it's also an anti-inflammatory agent. And I think that might be what you need. But it's also antimicrobial, and it's also a lymphatic stimulant. Now, topical is pretty much what I'm going to be talking about. Topical, like, you know, just rubbing it on, mixing it with other things and putting it on your skin. And also our cousins are using it as a castor oil pack, and they've been using it as a castor oil pack for years. But I'm going to be talking about the arthritis treatment using castor oil, how to strengthen and grow your hair using castor oil. And then, like, skin moisturizer, a deep cleaner, like, pimple treatment, and how to improve your immune system with it, eliminating fine lines and wrinkles, reducing swelling and inflammation, especially in your joints, and then supporting lymphatic system. And then it also can help you increase your circulation. It heals wounds and abrasions. And, like, for younger women, it relieves menstrual cramps. And then, of course, you already know the oral. It's like it relieves constipation, cleans out your intestines. And then you can also use it. My grandparents used to advise people to use it to induce labor. You know, like, especially in the summertime when you get tired of carrying that baby, they give you a big dose of castor oil. Next thing you know, you're in labor. Now, castor oil is a natural arthritis remedy, okay, because of its anti-inflammatory properties. It makes an excellent massage oil for arthritic joints, sore muscles, and inflammation over your nerves. And that's because of the ricinoleic acid, and that's spelled R-I-C-I-N-O-L-E-I-C. Ricinoleic acid. Castor oil is like full of that. And it has the ability to boost anti-inflammatory properties within your body. Okay, now to use it, and remember I was telling you earlier about the castor oil pack. You just take a piece of unbleached cotton flannel fabric or pretty much a dish towel. Or if you're a female, you have those sanitary pads you can put it on. and you just soak it in castor oil. You place it over the affected joint. You wrap a cloth around it, and then you put some saran wrap on it. And then you can put a heating pad or a hot water bottle over the area. And you leave it for about 45 minutes. And you can do this, like, in the morning when you get up, or you can do it right before you go to bed. But it helps reduce pain and inflammation in your joints. And that saran wrap that you wrap it in, it prevents the heating pad or the water bottle from getting oily. And you can reuse the pads. Like, when I was, like, doing the little packs, what I did was I just kept some by my bed, and I used some towels. And, like, they were just soaked in castor oil. And you can just take them and wrap them, then put that saran wrap around. And, you know, it actually helps a lot. And you can even take warm castor oil and, like, massage it into your joints. And, like, to promote proper absorption, you massage it in the skin before you go to bed, and then you leave it on overnight. Especially got the saran wrap, you don't have to worry about getting your sheets and stuff all oily and greasy, because that castor oil is like deep penetrating, and so you don't want to get that in your bed sheets. It's hard to get up. Now you can also when you're doing this arthritis type thing or joint pain. It says add like a pinch of ginger powder, but I don't do ginger powder. I use cayenne pepper. Me and cayenne pepper are very good friends. I actually take cayenne pepper and I put it in a jar and I put Everclear over it. And I let it sit there for like 3 months. And then like you take it out and you can add it with the castor oil, and it really, you can feel the burning sensation. It actually, it helps the circulation, and helping the circulation, like, in your joints is pretty much what you want to do. So it also helps you get rid of stretch marks. If you've been out here working out and gain that rapid muscle, or else, like, if you're, like, aging like me, or you have hormonal imbalance, or you have that sudden weight loss, it's the best treatment for actually stretch marks. So what you do is, like, you take some warm castor oil, and then you just kind of rub over the stretch marks, and you do this over a period of time. And you can even leave it on there if you want to leave it on there overnight, or else if you just want to do it, like, for 15, 20 minutes, that makes sure, that ensures that the oil penetrates deeply. And it always helps when you put a little heat on it. So if you have a heating pad or a hot water bottle, then, you know, just putting that over will help it penetrate a little faster, so you won't have to wait for 15 or 20 minutes. And, like, castor oil can also be used to draw out the dirt, dead skin cells, and excess oils in your skin, also the bacteria. And it does it without drying out your skin. Gets rid of pimples fast, and it deep cleanses your skin of the dirt, the bacteria, the dead skin cells, and excess oil. But while it's doing all this, it's keeping your skin soft, supple, and flawless. And it's also, I remember earlier I was telling you, it reduces fine lines and wrinkles, and that's because it penetrates so deeply into your skin. It stimulates the production of that elastin and collagen. And its emollient properties allow the skin to quickly absorb it. And this keeps your face and your hands, your arms, keeps them hydrated and plumped up. And it's also, like I said, it's important when you reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And, like, for hair growth, remember I was talking about earlier, the Jamaican black castor oil? It's, like, real popular right now. And it's been used, like, use it. What you do is, like, you actually put it into your hair before you shampoo it. You leave it in there, put a little bag over it, heat it up. And, just because it penetrates into your roots, it increases the hair growth. And you put it on the ends of your hair, it reduces damage. And, like, the root, it prevents the dry scalp. And so what it does is it hydrates, makes your hair shinier, and it reduces frizz, and it repairs split ends. Now, I'm sure everybody is familiar with how it relieves constipation. But, like, I grew up with castor oil, and I'm not fond of taking it orally. But I do have some castor oil tablets. I think they have, like, 900 milligrams of castor oil in each one. So I prefer and I recommend that you use the capsules instead of just taking that castor oil by mouth. Now, like I was saying earlier, it also improves your immune function. And that's because it helps with lymphatic drainage, your thymus gland health, and the blood flow in general. The lymphocytes, which is a part of your white blood cell, and white blood cells, of course, your immune system, the use of castor oil helps the body to produce the proper level of lymphocytes. And the lymphocytes are stored and released into the lymphatic tissues from the lymph nodes, the thymus gland, and, like, tissues from your small intestines. So the best way to do this is just pretty much apply a castor oil pack to your abdominal area, and it increases the body's absorption of the oil. So what I usually do is, if you have 30 minutes, you kind of lay down, you put your castor oil pack on, you wrap yourself in saran wrap, put a towel over that, and then you can use your hot water bottle or your heating pad. And also, you can actually use it. I know I'm assuming that no one out here has young children, but you might have grandchildren or might be like me and have great-grandchildren. And so it's good for treating ringworm. So what you do there is it's an excellent treatment for ringworm because it has undecylenic acid, and that's UNDECYLENIC, and it's an antifungal, and it kills ringworm. And then you can also use it to minimize the appearance of scars. It's not going to remove the scar, but it reduces the appearance of the scar. And then what it does is because it's stimulating that lymphatic system, like we were talking about a little earlier, and it just makes it appear less obvious. And also it helps to, like, hydrate your skin. So it's pretty good for, I don't know if you have cracked heels, and I'm mentioning cracked heels because it is wintertime. So you can actually take it. It can be warm or it can be, like, room temperature, and just kind of rub it on your heels. And it'll keep them from cracking in the wintertime. So what you do is you put the castor oil on your feet, and then you put on a pair of socks. And I always say put on a pair of white socks. And I have no idea why I say white socks. It's just that, that's how my grandmother always said, you put on some white socks when you put this castor oil on your feet. And what you'll notice, like, in a couple of days, a very dramatic difference. Because, like I say, as you remember, it's like the castor oil is deep penetrating. And so, it leaves your skin very supple. And I was telling you earlier that castor oil was used to induce labor. I remember I had my – huh?
No, go ahead. I'm listening. I've got my notepad out.
I know I had got really, really tired of carrying my first child, and so I had taken some castor oil the night before, and I actually went into labor on the 4th of July around 10 that morning.
So you set off your own fireworks, huh?
I sure did. What castor oil does is it not only stimulates the bowels, but it also irritates your uterus. And when it irritates the uterus, it causes contractions to begin. So it's real good for inducing labor. I know that from experience. And then I'm not sure if anybody here is out in the sun a lot, but it's it actually relieves sunburn. And, like, my skin is quite dark, and so I don't usually get sunburn. But just, like, to relieve the skin itself, like when I'm out in the sun, you just put a little castor oil on there, and it actually it reduces inflammation. But I really don't burn. I'm not that light. I'm not that fair complected. You can also.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I'm on that same end of the spectrum. I got you.
Oh yeah. So castor oil can also be used not only for thick, luxurious hair, but you can also thicken your eyebrows with it. And you can also elongate your eyelashes. So it's good for not only the hair on top of your head, but it's also good for eyebrows and eyelashes. It's been effective. It grows and strengthens your brows, thickens your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And it contains a nutrient, fatty acids and nutrients that nurture the hair follicles, and it fights against the bacteria that could be a factor that hinders growth. So castor oil has vitamin E, has proteins, it has minerals, and like I said, those antibacterial properties. So that's what is used to strengthen and lengthen your eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it trays into your skin where it's applied in that little area, so it moistens and it refreshes the area. And so it helps the eyelashes grow quicker. And then since they're all moisturized, it prevents them from breaking.
And that's pretty helpful because a lot of ladies, you know, they talk about the hair falling out. Let me ask you this, and I may be on the wrong thing, but obviously castor oil has a lot of medicinal things that it's going through, you know, that it can help us with. And we know we can.
Lot.
And we look at Glover's Mane. Remember that? That was some stuff that you
Glover's.
Would put in your head if you had bad dandruff or, look, they used to do it for the dog. If the dog had mane, some people used to put motor oil on a dog to get it off.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just saying, so we've learned as African Americans, and that's a great segue into Black History Month, is that we didn't have a lot, but we made the most of what we had. And
yeah,
we got multiple usages out of it. Go ahead.
We actually had a lot. It's just that it was demified as we got older. It's like we started going to school with our cousins here, and like they made us feel like barbarians for the stuff that we were doing. Now that we're older, they're going back and taking the stuff that we used to do, and now they're saying it's all new and it's all brand new to them, but it's stuff that our culture has been doing, but they actually wanted us to stop doing.
Right. Well, just like anything we've started, you know.
Thank you.
Like I said, you know, about electricity. Y'all know Ben Franklin, but not that flying no kite. Wasn't flying no kite in the storm. Let's be realistic. Jedediah is the man, or was the man. So Jedediah, he flew kites. He strung up lines for Alexander Graham Bell to talk about telephone. And the first magic word that Jedediah stated when he was talking to Mr. Graham, he said, "Hello? Hello?" I'm having one of the moments. I'm enjoying it. But those are the things, I mean, we joke about it. But if you look back, and like I said, next month, next Sunday, it's going to be rocking and socking because I have so many black inventions, patents that people have. And you've been talking, y'all don't have a patent on it. Go look in the book. And then, like I said, next week I will give out patent numbers so that you can go and look. Because we know we built this country. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
They would never give us credit for it. We were under duress. But then again, we learned and we taught our kids how to live off the land. And those kids, ended up being our grandfathers and grandmothers. And then they taught us a little bit, but now we live off the land going to H-E-B and Kroger's.
Central Market.
Yeah, Central Market. And we just don't, look, we don't have time to be aware of what we're putting in our bodies. Well, we can build and establish things that they used to do.
Yeah.
Grow you some greens. I do not have a green thumb. Let me give you a real story. When the kids were small, they wanted a garden. So I go and buy a 4x4, it might be 4x4 box. As a matter of fact, the box still in the yard. and they grown. And I put too much in there. I put some carrots. I put some tomatoes. I put some green beans. Well, I didn't know that if you put too much of green beans, the leaves are going to grow up and keep the cucumbers from being, you know, in the sun. It was all kind of stuff. I had a whole salad in one little 4x4 box. Oh, my goodness. Tomatoes didn't get a chance to grow because I didn't know it was supposed to, as it was growing, to put it on the lettuce and let it work as well. I'm a city boy. Hear me? I just got country ways, but I'm a city boy. I didn't know that. For me to get a tomato, I went to the market.
Well, I got some tomatoes over here growing in my garden right now. But I have everything over here, I guess. And I was actually, I picked some dill this morning because I was going to make a salad later on today. So I have like four types of lettuce over here. I have dill. I have lots of basil. And I love that. Thai basil. Thai basil grows so well. Hey, it grows so much better than holy basil. But I am a country girl living in the city. How does that sound?
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody has something to bring to the table. I just don't.
Yeah.
Look, if I can't find it in Kroger or Walmart, it won't be fine.
I hear you.
Go ahead.
I just bought some little, they're called grow bags. I just bought those because I was going to grow some carrots and some potatoes, like when it started getting closer to spring here. I usually start planting potatoes and carrots in February, at the end of February.
So you're looking at the almanac. I couldn't tell you.
No.
You're good at almanac. You know pretty much. Good.
Yeah.
See, that's the – and I think I'm not going to say I think. I know I missed that growing up. You know, as a kid, you know, we go to the country. And then that's when you're working. I don't know if I ever told you this story. We had a big hog. My grandmama had a hog named George. And we should ride George. George fall in the mud. And I used to hold his ears while he running. That was the only thing I had to hold on to.
Oh, my goodness.
And George, I mean, he seemed like he was enjoying it because he kept running. But I kept holding on. I should have been a rodeo cowboy, because I sure was
riding
George. And George plopped right down in the mud. And I was like trying to wash him off.
Oh,
and
my
like,
goodness.
No, let him go. Let him go. That's what he do. So when the head was done, I get on George again. We ride some more. So, you know, I thought I'd kill George one time. He laid down so long in the mud. Well, the next summer we came, I looked for George. My granddad told me George ran away. I was so sad. You know where I'm going with it. He was gone. But all I remember most is that we sure had a lot of butcher paper going back with us. And they didn't tell me for about 5 years.
They didn't want to traumatize you.
Yeah. Hey, I'm traumatized now.
George should have been yeah. in their wrapper paper by fall. That's usually
yeah,
when
he was
you,
in their wrapper. It was called butcher paper. I remember we had
oh,
a
yeah.
lot of butcher paper.
Yep, I'm sure you did.
yeah, so I didn't get the luxuries of that. But, you know, again, life was simple, and we made the most of it. And our forefathers mm-hmm. and foremothers made it in such a way that they were able to spread that folklore, is that people with this power of the pen in these textbooks, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of telling us different stories or different things or secrets, they want to call it the folklore of living, is spreading stories of how to do and how not to do. And the word has gotten even to the 21st century with us
mm-hmm.
of how to still grow things, how to take care of our families or what's needed. Of course, the conveniences
mm-hmm.
have changed. Technology has changed. But just natural rearing has its challenges, but it's still basically the same. You just all these
mm-hmm.
other things like phones. You know, we didn't have that, but we communicated. Yeah, I think about when your mom said, go by your grandmother's today. It didn't matter what time you went by there, as long as you went by there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the phone, what time did you get by there? Oh, no. Nah. So you were at 12 o'clock. You were, you know, tracking kids. And we all do it because we didn't have that convenience when we were growing up. But
mm-hmm.
that's what we do now. We're taking these devices. We're following kids, spouses. It's so many things people are doing with these devices, which has
mm-hmm.
taken the freedom from
mm-hmm.
individuals, because you know where they are all the time. Not to say that they're going to get into devilishment, but
mm-hmm.
the thing is that you're tracked. When they go back to the police and say, okay, well, Andrew, you were within 50 feet of where this accident was because the phone binged or ting or whatever they call off the tower that covers this area. So, I mean, again, the more advanced we get with these toys in our hands, people are able to find out more about you. They know your spending habits. They know who you call most. They know what games you're playing. Okay? They're setting up your profile for the next generation.
Yep.
But we do it every day. How many people do Candy Crush? That was hot. I don't think it's as hot as it used to be now. But there's so many games. I entertain myself just being on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I play solitaire, and I know that's an old game, but that's pretty much the only one I play.
Yeah. But then again, they can track you. You get a report saying, okay, you were down MLK at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
You were down 2nd Avenue. I mean, they know everything. These little phones are tracking devices. And I don't know how people get away with things that are detrimental to people, because they can tell you that we picked up your phone at 11 p.m. off the corner of 6th and 50th Street. You know, things like that. It is just crazy, absolutely crazy. So, Mr. Charlie don't have to follow you in the car no more.
Hey, you know
Mr.
what,
Charlie,
Mr. Charlie might have to, because sometimes I forget my phone. Sometimes my cell phone is at the house and I be at work.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody forget them. We
no,
live
I
by
forget mine occasionally.
Mm-hmm. For those who are listening to The World According to Drew, I'm Andrew Whittem live from Studio A this morning, along with Dr. Rodriguez, talking about castor oil. I see we have a gentleman that's from Atlanta. I'm sure he has some usages for some castor oil. Go ahead, press 1, Mark. Let's see what's really happening down in Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. Good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew.
Good morning. No, I don't have no use for castor oil anymore. I got I got substitutes for that.
Yeah, what?
I have substitutes for that.
Oh, okay. But again, you know, castor oil and some of the things that we grew up, the things that we hated to take.
Mm-hmm.
I think Father John had some castor oil in it. Surfer Black Draft, if nothing else, it was tasted so good. I had a cousin come over and consume the whole bottle.
Goodness.
You know what, Doc? That's all I say. Hey, definitely their life was on the run. Yes, they were.
Something was on the run.
Yeah. But those were the things that we were brought up with. And Dr. Rodriguez was talking about castor oil of various things. It was used to even induce labor, Mark. I didn't know that. Different ailments. But we have a couple of ladies I know we see. We have Cheryl on as well. Please tell me, I kind of know, but didn't know, behind the bathroom door, it was a red bladder bag. That's all I used to call it, bladder bag. How many usages, you don't have to tell me the exact use, how many usages were there for that red bag that was hanging up on the door?
You know that red bag is a hot water bottle, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How many uses?
Give me
a number.
It's several uses for at least three.
Okay. Well, I know I stumped my toe or something. My grandmother brings this red bag in. I guess she had ice in it and put it on my toe.
Aww,
now, mind you, I'm Curious George at the house. The thing hanging behind the door. And I get it from my granddaddy, you know, everything I learned about that red bag. If somebody had a headache, they put ice in the bag.
Mm.
If they were cramping, they used that. If they had some, how can I put it, feminine hygiene concerns, they use that. I think that made me stop using the bag.
You
know, I was listening to the old men talking about it. But I'm saying, when life was maybe simpler, we made the most of everything that we had. Multi-usages. And when you talk about castor oil today, Dr. Rodriguez, and like I thought was only for laxatives, but you were saying that for pain, you said it was also to induce labor, used it in your hair. It just had multi-usages. And I don't know how many people. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's more uses than that. You can remove moles and skin tags with it if you add a little baking soda to it.
Huh.
It has a lot of uses. And it's like if you have like a brittle nails or you want to soften your cuticles, you can use castor oil for that. And you know most of the lip balm that people use has castor oil in it, right?
You know, I almost said something. It was Sunday morning, but I keep that to myself. I guess that's, I ain't going to even touch it. I'm not going to even touch it. Yeah, there's
you know,
so many different uses. Well, we've made it work over the years.
You know, like the little shiny strawberry type thing that women used to wear on their lips?
Lip balm or whatever they call it.
It's like a shiny gloss for your lips. Most of that has castor oil in it. So if you're kissing a woman with those nice, shiny, strawberry-smelling lips, time you get some castor oil.
It's Sunday morning. I just can't say what I want to say. Can't say it.
Okay.
So that's why some of us got sick kissing all the gloss. What was it? What was it called, Mark? Did it get called? I don't know what the lip gloss. That's what it was. Lip gloss.
That's all it was, yeah.
Yeah, lip gloss. I was trying to make it more than what it was.
No, it's just lip gloss. And it's like they take it and they roll it across the lips and they be all nice and shiny, smelling like strawberries.
Yeah, but it tastes awful. And then they start getting some of their taste. Yeah, then they start getting some of their taste.
No, it didn't.
It tastes like castor oil?
Not at all.
Boy, I better not open up that can of worms. It is Sunday morning. I better let that one go. But no, but it's just a true testament of the lack of resources that we may have had as a people that loomed large and kept us going. And you look at some of these companies today, they're still going back on some of these old remedies and reinventing the wheel, so to speak, when it comes to castor oil. Syrup of black draft. Again, I told you, it tastes real good. And I didn't know you weren't supposed to take more than teaspoons. But I learned the hard way. And a lesson I've learned and will never forget. But we've made most of every resource that we've had, or lack of resources. And folks, just getting in, castor oil was our item today. Could be used for ringworms. Wow, you name it, everything you can think of. And,
toenail?
Toenail fungus.
It's used for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then
some women use it to reduce menstrual cramps.
Okay.
You just like put a couple of drops in your navel and you kind of just rub it. It's been used for a lot of stuff.
I know Cheryl is on. Let me see if she knew that particular remedy. Cheryl, did you know that one? In your belly button.
Yeah. Put about 3 drops and then you just kind of rub.
Okay.
He's laughing.
Cheryl will have a comment for that one. We're going to let that one roll right on. But again,
and then,
some people have worms
on their feet. You can actually hydrate them corns and then soak them in warm water for about 15 minutes. And you put the castor oil on it after you soak your feet. And like maybe after a week or so, the corns just kind of fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can anyway.
Permanently?
Permanent? No,
that's because I'm wearing tight shoes. That's why it won't be permanent. Everybody be trying to squeeze their feet in them little tight shoes. But speaking of that, let me, my grandfather was the funniest man in the world. I guess that's where I get some of the humor. He used to have a pocket knife. I may have told the story before. And he used to cut apples with it. Here, boy, here, get some of this apple. Cut an orange. Uh-huh. Here, get this. Well, one day I saw him picking a corn off my grandmother's foot with that same knife.
Did he rinse it off?
Well, no, I bet you I didn't get any more apple from him. That was it.
You didn't get sick either.
No, didn't get sick.
I remember old men always used to carry around a little pocket knife for everything, and they would use it for anything. I've even seen my grandfather, like you said, cut an apple. Then he would use that same knife to actually scale a fish with. He would take the same knife and pull the scales off the fish, and then he would actually take that same little knife and gut the fish after we go fishing. So he used that knife. Everything.
He cut the meat off the bone with that same one. Work on Granny's foot.
He didn't work. My grandmother had her own little pocket knife, so he didn't have to worry about
okay.
that.
Look,
everybody had
get the dead
knife.
Skin off the heel. That knife was everything. Oh,
No. You don't have to get the dead skin. Remember, you used castor oil for that.
Okay. They didn't get
you don't have to worry about
time.
That.
Oh, no,
and
they used to spray the balls of your feet. Oh, my goodness. And I was very ticklish when they used to try to do that. I'm still ticklish.
Wow.
When I try to get a pedicure, the lady says, sir, stop moving your feet. You're splashing all the water out. Yeah, I'm ticklish. I can't do it.
It's a wonder she don't scream.
Who? You know what? I'm gonna have to deaden your microphone. No, nah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, it needs some work. Yeah, it needs some work. I ain't gonna even lie. It probably need a case. Probably need a case of motor oil, something. On this one, though.
Couple of
I'm
belt
gonna get
sanders.
A pedicure. I'm just super ticklish. In the lady,
belt sanders.
Just splashing all water out. All the water is going out. Yeah, it's just real ticklish. We have gotten so much information, Dr. Rodriguez. As always, we thank you for what you do. I tell you, it was good seeing you at work last week.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
thank you. Good seeing you too.
Yeah, it was shocking. I was in there trying to act like I was working.
Uh-oh.
I do that quite a bit. But everything is good.
Is
Mark, what's going on in Atlanta?
Nothing much. The weather's getting a little better.
Mm-hmm. It cleared up today. I don't know if you're wrong, but I was telling the audience that I saw two bobcats in my neighborhood today.
Wow.
I saw a coyote cross the road when I turned out of my subdivision.
But y'all live in Atlanta. Y'all live in the country. Y'all in the woods. I'll leave that. I'll let that one go. But no, I was very shocked. There was two in my neighbor's yard, and actually they went between my house and my neighbor's house. And I'm going to call the city. I'm glad we don't have our dog anymore because we used to release him in the backyard quite a bit. So they could have easily jumped over, taken him for food and gone about the business. But I just worry about people who run through the neighborhood if they encountered them yet. So a lot is going on, but I'm just so excited, folks. Who do y'all have in the football game? Y'all going to follow the football today?
Ravens. Detroit, Ravens.
Okay, that's your pick. Dr. Rodriguez?
No, I hadn't even considered it. I was going to probably put some more herbs and stuff in some capsules.
You got the right audience with Cheryl and Mark.
And you know, I sent Andrew some information about ozone saunas and ozone treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks really promising. I do want to try that this year.
It makes you get a good doctor. Or a good practitioner.
He's a doctor.
I saw this really nice practitioner that I think I like. And it's not that far from me. It's in it's not that far. That's what I'd be looking at. I'd be looking at how far it is from me.
Well, I tried it on myself before I went to a practitioner because you know you can do it through, you know, insufflation.
Okay.
And it works very good that way as well.
Well, I saw the ozone sauna. That looked interesting, and it's only $50. And then the ozone therapy, the IV therapy, I think it's like $200,
yeah.
It's about $250.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good too, because like after you finish that, they actually also have the vitamin treatments also to go with it that you can just kind of add on as a package deal.
Oh, I had the ozone chelation therapy, which is pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all above my pay grade.
I'm gonna see if I can drag Andrew to one, at least get a sauna.
Good luck with that.
Everybody got jokes. I appreciate it. We gonna do some things. You know what? 2024 is gonna be a year. I'm gonna be very adventurous and do some things.
You mean like take a trip somewhere or something?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out there a little
far
bit
away.
More. Far away. Yeah, it just look sound like that cartoon with the dinosaur, far, far away, where no man has ever gone before. I know that's a little bit of Star Trek there, but just kind of get out there and see the world, because Deirdre's out there. She's going on a mission this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and she's actually in Jamaica. What kind of mission are you gonna have in Jamaica? No, but
oh,
they're going.
Oh my goodness.
The Links Incorporated, they're doing something with a group in Jamaica.
Wagwan, so, man.
Yeah. That's okay. Send money. We'll spend. Send money, we'll spend.
They do have some numerologists there in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
They have
yeah,
some
they
had
Dexter St. Clair, too. Who was that Eddie Murphy joke?
What's a guan, my lady?
So, but in so many things, you know what? We need to get together and maybe go and go help some of these little countries that are needing assistance. And sometimes your time is probably the best thing that you can, or you know, some of the resources that you may have, but your time may be the best resources that could be provided to a lot of countries that don't have. And I'm not sure. I think they're working with a group of young ladies that are in homes that have may have made bad turns in their lives. From what I understand, they didn't really tell me, but it seems like that's it. There are a lot of kids here in the Dallas area that may not have gotten the golden arch as they should have gotten. And then maybe we need to donate, you know, our time to help them out. There's a lot. You never know. We're very fortunate to have what we have, but some people don't even have a tenth of what we may be enjoying. So it's we need to do more of that. And it's very satisfying when you help people, at least for me. It's very, very satisfying. So that's what I feel like I'm doing through this medium. But, you know, with the Super Bowl, you all have some things. Let's look at some of the players. We all know that Doug Williams started out by winning, not only playing, but winning, being the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. You have Colin Kaepernick, overtime. You, of course, you've had Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. I'm trying to think of everybody. Colin Kaepernick, Cam Newton, Jalen Hurts, you know, most recently. I'm trying to think of some others over time. But Wilson won. McNair, may his soul rest in peace, did not win. He came up short. Donovan McNabb. So there's a lot. We're getting some representation. And on the AFC side, we know we're guaranteed at least one brother. If Mahomes or Mark, what's his name? I forgot his name just that fast.
Lamar Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. Would be in the Super Bowl. And then on the other side, yeah, Purdy and the guy for Detroit. So,
Goff.
So with that being said, you know, look, we get half of the puzzle for the Super Bowl. And I hope someone doesn't say, well, how does it feel being a black quarterback? No different than a white quarterback. They just haven't asked the right person. I would love to be answering their questions. And Doug said, well, you know, I might be black in color, but I'm still a quarterback. And even though with him being a pioneer, I'm sure he still has not reached the potential of what being a winning quarterback would have received from a Super Bowl. They didn't even ask him to go to Disney World at first. You know, that still bugs me. But now they better watch out. All these college teams with all these brothers coming up, they all can't be receivers. I thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be our next one before Mahomes. But, you know, he got railroaded and pulled out the league. And
well, Atlanta wised up and got us a coach. That's a good thing.
Yeah. But he had been there before as an interim, right?
I don't know. I didn't even pay attention to Atlanta, but now I will.
Right, but he was in Tampa, Raheem.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of bounce around. I just hope he can do things. It matches Atlanta extremely well. I mean, there's a lot of blacks everywhere. It just seems like it's a little bit more concentrated there in the Atlanta area, a metropolitan area. So hopefully it's probably going to make the ticket prices go up. So, you know, he ain't going to give you a break on tickets. But maybe it could just be the rise of Atlanta. They realize that brothers coaching brothers, because these little young guys, most of them have brother coaches coming up through Pee Wee football.
Yeah.
And they got
the most
of them. Go ahead, Mark.
Did Fam, you get a coach yet?
Yes, we do have a coach. Cozy, the one that originally was suggested by Willie.
Oh, okay. My mother used to work with his father.
Okay. And next weekend, I know it's Black History. We're going to talk a little bit more about HBCU. I was trying to see if Vaughn was going to get on again. He writes for HBCU Game Day. And we're going to talk a little bit more about maybe the state of black college football. So I'll be thinking about that all the way. And it's just my perception of how we've grown, but we're still in that cocoon. You know, everybody's buying the gear, enrollment is up, but we're still in this cocoon where we're not getting the games on TV like we should. We, you know, we are streaming. This year we did get the Bayou Classic, Florida Classic, the bowl that we were in, the National Champ Celebration Bowl, all of those things. But it's more to it than 5-6 games.
You know, they got two different teams in the Orange Blossom Classic this year.
Correct. Because, one, we stopped. We didn't want that $450,000, which we won't make. And I'm a little bit more active now with some of the things that are going on with FAMU. My problem this year is that they want more games in Tallahassee, which is good. But then we know how Tallahassee treats us.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of games where FSU and FAMU are both in town.
Oh, no.
So hotels are already at a premium. Now they're going to be at a super premium. If they're not at the premium for us, it's just availability is not going to be there. Because the folks that may come back to Florida State will go ahead and buy and get these rooms. But what we need to show Tallahassee one weekend is definitely get your gas in Bainbridge, come in, go to the game and go out.
Mm-hmm.
And show them that we have an economic impact on them as well. But we're gonna need a leader down there to really push that. So there's somebody I know personally that may try to kick that up a little bit, that we need to show Tallahassee that our money's spent to. So with that being said, you know, it remains to be seen with how Tallahassee, with new coach, at least some of the continuity of the players will still be intact. I know a lot of kids have gone in the portal. And old coach is going to Duke. But you want them to grow. They have aspirations, because I'm sure if we all had the opportunity to grow with the paycheck and still be able to do what you enjoy, I'm sure we would too. So thank you so much, Mark, for contributing. Dr. Rodriguez, thanks as always. Cheryl, thanks for just giving us a platform to do what we need to do. Folks, it's been real. We'll be black next week. We start out Black History Month, and we're going to make sure that we have everything. Good morning, Ron Fry. Great event on yesterday at Top Golf. Today we're going to be at 413 watching the football games. So if you're in the Dallas metropolitan area, please come out, support Florida A&M University, and we'll take it from there. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and team, we thank you for being a part of the World According to Drew. I'll definitely be back next week. I'm out of here and let you know everything I do and everything I say is because I love three things: God, family, and friends. But I tell you one thing I do love: FAMU. I'm out. Peace.